You listen to old guys talk metal and sometimes punk podcast. And I have a little thing I'm going to talk today. And it's Bobby V, of course, your host, as always. And if you love me, you love going to live shows, spend a lot of money on live shows, buy all the merch, bring your friends, tell you everybody about the music you love so much, which is heavy metal and maybe punk here and there. But mainly I go to a ton of metal shows. And over the years, I've noticed some pet peeves of mine in metal shows. I'm sure the same as yours. And I'm going to go over what not to do when you go to a concert. Not just a metal show, any old concert. What not to do and to be courteous of other concert goers who paid their hard-earned money. Because like you, they're busting their butts 8 hours a day or more so they can go see these shows and support these bands, buy their merch, and generally just be great fans. Okay? With that being said, don't be that douche, okay? So in the end, might be harsh, but I'm calling it as it is. So I'm going to get down to my number one pet peeve for people that go to shows and don't know what they're doing. First of all, is incessant talking. Don't be talking during the show. And you want to talk before the show or after, fantastic. Do it during the pregame warm-ups. I mean, what happened to that day at work? Nobody really cares. Because we didn't buy a ticket to hear your work experience. We bought a ticket to see a band jam out and have a good old time, especially on the weekend, after a hard day of working. So after a hard day of working, why do we want to talk more about work? And I don't care about who you're dating on Tinder or who you met on Tinder. I don't care about your extracurricular activities. I don't care about what you've been doing or who you've been seeing. And it's not appropriate to bring it up at a metal show, especially an all-ages show with the younger kids around. They don't want to hear about your sexual hookups on Tinder. And especially if you go with a coworker, we don't want to talk about work after hours. So there you go. Stop the incessant talking in metal shows or any old rock concert, or any old show you go to, because it's very annoying. Second of all, people that demand personal space. Okay, you're at a concert. Especially a general admission concert, you know, standing room only and stuff. For her, it's kind of like the Marquee in Arizona. I'm sure every city has one. You're in there to watch concerts, right? It's for a reason. I mean, being a person who just wants your personal space and doesn't want you in the area, even though it's a mosh pit or whatever, is as lame as somebody got to grind up on you and be all up in your space too close, especially if they're with a girlfriend or a significant other. And it's kind of weird, too. But hey, it's okay not to want to breathe somebody's really, really bad, you know, breath. But just tell them, hey, just move off a little bit. It doesn't mean, I mean, you go to a show, you're going to have like 100 people around you. Relax, it's okay. It means asinine to think you go to a concert and offend that people are crowding you. You can't be offended by that. If you want personal space, go pay for the VIP seating or the premium seating area, like in the balcony or in front of the stage, the side, whatever suite, do that. Let the people having a good time on the floor have a good time. Okay. This happened recently at a concert at the Marquee, and I don't know why here in Arizona. People find a need in Arizona because it's so much sunshine to wear large, large brimmed hats. I don't know why that is, and it's kind of insanity. But even at night, why are you wearing this wide brim hat? Getting people in the face, you know, scratching people's eyeballs, blocking the view of a great show. I don't know why you want to do that. I mean, I understand if it's outside during a day show, okay? Even then, don't be in the middle of a crowd with the sad poking people in the face, blocking views, generally being a nuisance. Leave the large, wide brim hats. Even if it's a cowboy hat, leave it at home, people. Please, please. Because it was a horrible experience at the last outdoor concert. It wasn't even outdoor. It was inside the Marquee. Outdoor ones I'm cool with. You know, within reason, if you're not in the middle of a crowd of 100 people jammed together, that's not cool. So leave the ride broad brim hats at home. And even if it's a cowboy hat, please leave it at home because it gets annoying after a while. Okay. I mean, there's a few things here. And people, you know, I'm only 5'8". You know, I'm a Mexicano and a Native American prodigy here, or product of those two ethnicities. Not really a prodigy, but a product, you know, and that's my, and therefore I'm only 5'8". So, and I wish I was taller. Don't get me wrong. I wish I was, but I'm not. So if you're a tall guy or a tall girl, please don't slam your weight to the front of the lines or prop yourself directly in front of the people, especially in front of the stage, especially ones that are more vertically challenging you. And that's not cool. I mean, I always try to be conscious of people around me. If I'm blocking a shorter person's view, I'll move over and let them get a good view. And if it's a child or whatever, I would let them just get a good view because, you know, it's just being fair and being a good concert goer, right? So if that person arrives a little later and asks the taller person to move, that's lame too. So if you're shorter and somebody taller who's already been established in their spot for quite a while and you're showing up late, do not ask them to move. That is rude too. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking someone to move up or move back a little bit, you know. If they're really taking up an open space and just playing out, you know, where more people could actually go, don't be, you know, it goes back to the personal space area. It's a concert. There is really no personal space, okay? So just be cool. Whether you're tall, short, or whatever, consideration for others is a big, big thing in concerts. So be considerate. Now, this happens a lot. Not really at metal shows, but I've seen some recently. People that I don't even know what they're doing there. They're just angry people in general. And they come out looking for a fight. We know this person. They go into a mosh pit and just try to pick a fight by not really moshing or slamming each other. More like kicking and punching and knocking people around, which is not cool. And it's always that drunk-ass person, you know what I'm saying? They come to the concert, they do too much pre-gaming at home, and they come to the concert and try to slam as many $16 beers as they can. Which is ridiculous, pay $16 for a beer. If you're an idiot, though, you don't care, right? So, like I said, I don't see it very often, but it's mostly music festivals, big festivals, right? But every now and then, you get that drunk guy, could care less about the music, much rather take shots of tequila and slam Coors Light or any other beers down their throat until we're very well inebriated and they shouldn't be drinking in the first place because they're already angry to begin with. These people are always looking for a fight. So these types of peak guys don't normally go to shows and they're total douches. But if you see that guy and you're that guy, just stay home. Because you know what? You're going to get your butt kicked. All right? And it's worse because you paid money for everything and thrown out in the street. And they're probably arrested, and they got to pay to get out of jail and go to court. So don't be that douche, and don't be a drunk girl or woman doing that too. So I've seen plenty of drunken women too, and girls picking fights and just acting out of control. And the next day they don't remember it. So if they're your friend, you know you're their friend. Be their handler and cut this shit out, okay? Thank you very much. Another thing is somebody comes. If you come to a show after eating a big meal, especially a lot of beans and whatnot and cheese, you know, don't come crop dusting shows. We call them crop dusters. You know, and a lot of people, especially me, I feel like a fart magnet, right? I mean, people just go around releasing copious amounts of gas into the air and not even care. If your farts stink and smell that deadly, please go to the bathroom and do it, or go in an outdoor area and do it and let them rip. Getting caught in thick stench with nowhere to run is no fun at a concert. Especially if you're tightly concentrated like a metal show in a mosh pit. Do not become that person. You know, lay off the bean burritos before a concert. Please, bean burritos and beer don't mix. Okay? So please. Watch what you eat before you go to the show. And if you got to blow the bombs, please do it in the bathroom or an outdoor area. Please. People will thank you for it. So, being rude to opening bands. This is another big beef of mine. These guys are just trying to play. And I know this from being an opening band many times. And there's a lot that you have to go through. A lot of bullshit from people. A lot of angry people don't want to hear you. They want to hear Metallica, whoever's opening the band, you know. I've seen this happen to bands that are even like well-established nowadays back in the day. I saw it happen to Pearl Jam. I saw it happen to the Smashing Pumpkins in Chicago. People are just crazy. Give all these bands a listen. You never know. You might hear something you like. You know? A lot of people don't care, but don't make them feel bad. Don't chant for the headliner. Don't heckle the band and throw things. None of these things are acceptable. Watch, wait, and clap. At least you're out there trying. If you don't like it, go start a band of your own and you see how hard it is, okay? So cut the BS out, support the band. If you don't like them, clap and cheer them on and don't make them feel bad, which is ridiculous. Here's another person I ran into recently. The too cool to be there person. Too cool for the band, too cool for anybody. So why the heck are you at the show? Why are you there in your Coogee sweater? Why? Tell me. I saw this recently at a John 5 concert. John 5 and the Creatures. People just too cool standing by the bar with the Coogee sweaters on to pay attention. They're probably arguably the greatest modern guitar player of our time. And not only was his band there, but his also special guest Alice Cooper doing a couple songs in a small venue. I mean, priceless, right? But not for these guys. They were too cool even for their school. So, I mean, show some emotion. They don't move around. They don't dance. They don't clap. They don't cheer. They always have the resting bitch face. They look constipated. They just stand there. Sometimes they even fall asleep. I've seen this too at shows. People falling asleep. What are you doing there? Go home and go to beddy bye. I'm not saying everyone has to groove around that crazy, but show some signs of appreciation for the band playing before your very eyes. Okay? That said, I'm moving on to another pet peeve of mine. I have quite a few of these. I'm sure a lot of people out there saying, yeah, exactly. And I'm going to keep going with these karaoke people, man. I understand you love the songs, you know the songs, but I'm not here to hear you sing the song, okay? We're here to hear the band sing the song. It's really annoying when you're at a show and the person behind you starts breathing down your neck with very loud lyrics and has bad breath to boot. We all want to enjoy the show as much as you, okay? And probably want to sing along too, but unless the band is asking you to sing along with them and you're shouting out a chorus here and there, please keep singing in a quieter tone that doesn't block the actual singer's vocals. That's what we came to see. That's what we paid our hard-earned money for. So we came to hear musicians sing, not hearing your all-star karaoke act. Because it's not that great anyway. So shut up. Okay, another thing. Going back to the whole farting thing. Farting is bad enough, but when you come with some serious BO, and I get this a lot because I live in Arizona, I understand it's hot out, but you can still put some deodorant on and take a shower before a show. Trust me, not only will everybody appreciate it, you might actually get a woman that actually like you at a show and actually talk to you, which some guys are there to do, okay? I understand a lot of shows get very hot and sweaty, but please remember, just please shower and wear deodorant before entering the sweaty pits, all right? Nobody wants your sweaty armpits swirling around. There's nothing worse than having a great spot, but the dude or girl next to you reeks of spoiled onions stuffed in gym socks. And P.S., you know, it's just not cool. It's just not cool. Come on now. I don't know what it is, but they seem to can't smell themselves. But if you're going to a concert, I don't care where you're going, restaurant, concert, whatever, please take a shower and put some deodorant on, please. Nobody wants to smell your BO, especially here in Arizona. So thank you. Here's another problem. Okay? Everybody's had this. You're standing there with your woman or with your friends having a good time. Somebody just bulldozes right through the center of you, pushing into the crowd like an idiot. Right? Bulldozer people. Worse. Why are you doing this? No consideration for others. Everybody wants to be in front of the band, in front of the stage. That's why you get there early and get in line early and secure your spot early. Okay? Get off work a couple hours early, whatever. Have your friends go to early. Get your good spot in line so you can get that good spot in front of the stage. Because I know it's important for a lot of people. Not so much me, because I can hear the music anywhere. But don't go through the crowd like you're a wild boar. It's ridiculous. And excuse me, or a light hand on someone's back goes a very, very long way and doesn't cause any animosity towards you. So unless you're in a mosh pit or pushing the posers and douchebags out of the crowd, there should be no need for bulldozing your way through a crowd of people just standing there in little spots trying to have a good time and listen to the band and support the music and have fun with their friends and family. Okay? So then, of course, you have the bulldozer people that just tear through crowds. Then you got the roadblock people. Right? And they just stand there and block people no matter what. Don't park yourself in front of shorter people. Taller people I'm talking about. Don't bulldoze your way bulldoze your way through the crowd, then seriously stand in front of people that are way shorter than you and don't even care. That is just rude, rude, rude. Be considerate of others, okay? And thank God you're taller, but don't try to... I can't say enough of this. I wish I was taller too, but hey, if you're blessed to be tall, please be considerate of others, especially at a concert. Thank you. Okay. Then you have the crybabies. There's always a few crybabies, and they may be drunky crybabies, but they're crybabies nonetheless. So if you're throwing a fit about being pushed or butt humped or pushed around the wild rock show, you need to get the fuck out of the rock show. If you're in the pit, know what you're in the pit for. Don't get all annoyed like some women do. It's like, it's a pit. If you want to be in front of the stage, get ready to be part of the pit. That's just how it works, okay? And if a show calls for chaos and moshing and crowd surfing, like a lot of these bands call for, because they want to get the crowd going, I suggest you go get a balcony seat or hang on the back like I do most of the time. I still have a good view, but I'm enjoying the show and not getting smashed around. Because I'm older and my Medicare Part B does not cover that, okay? So a lot of people are there to bust a groove. So let them bust a groove and have a good time. As long as people are not getting hurt and there's not tons of violence and everybody's going to be considering the pits and helping others, that's fine. If you don't like it, get the fuck out and go to a balcony seat or go to the back. Okay? With that said, we went through a lot of stuff today that kind of gets on my nerves. But the biggest one, I'm getting to the number one pet peeve of mine right now, and I'm sure the same pet peeve of others. And I talked about this recently with a lot of concert goers at a recent show, which was Gojira, Mastodon, and Lone Shore, is the amateur videographer or photographer who has to record the whole show on their phone. Who is going to watch this? You're trying to bootleg, it's bad enough. If you're uploading it to YouTube or Instagram or whatever, Facebook, you're bootlegging the show. You're costing the band money. You're just generally being an annoyance. And I don't want to see it. I've done it a few times and I'll do it again. I'll slap that phone out of your hand if you keep on doing that. I'll give you a warning. If you don't, stop doing it. We'll just smack it out of your hand and encourage others to do so as well. If they don't want to listen to you, I don't want to watch a concert through somebody's phone or, God, even an iPad. Somebody brought an iPad one time. Who brings an iPad to a concert? That is ridiculous. So please, 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 put your damn phone down and enjoy the live performance you paid to see. I understand you want to snap a few photos here and there. That's cool. So do I. Or maybe you want to do an Instagram 15-second video, which I do for my Oh Guys Talk Metal Instagram. I do that. But a 15-second clip of your favorite song or songs that are popular opening the show, maybe, that's cool. Right on. Go for it, man. I encourage that. But by no means, and I say by no means whatsoever, is it all right for you to have your intrusive phone up in the air recording entire songs or taking dozens of photos just for your near-perfect Instagram photo, okay? And believe me, people, the artists on stage hate that shit. That's why a lot of bands have these lights strobing towards the crowd or lights blinding the crowd to knock out your phone because your phone will go blank. And that's why they do that. So you want to shoot a lot of photos? Get approved for a photo pass. Become a concert photographer. Get a press pass like me. And join the rest of the photographers in the photo pit for three songs. You get three songs in a photo pit, there you go, man. You can't get a better view. So get a photo pass. Get a press pass, you know. That's what you got to do. And trust me, you thank me for it. And if you're going to take a photo with your phone, turn off the freaking flash. Nobody wants to be blinded by your flash, man. Turn off the flash. And don't be that dork with the big-ass iPad. Ain't nobody got time for your iPad, man. You don't got time for your small phone, let alone your giant iPad. Okay? So leave that shit at home. That's my number one peeve. This is Bobby V for the Old Guys Talk Metal Sometimes Punk Podcast. If you agree with me, shoot me an email, oldguystalkmetal@gmail.com. Talk to me at Old Guys Talk Metal on Instagram and on Twitter at Old Guys Metal. And feel free to drop a line on this too. Like the podcast, follow us, many more to come. And I'm not letting you guys down. So, and if in the podcast you want to share some comments on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you listen to, Please leave a comment about this. Tell me about your experiences too. I'd love to hear them. And I'll put them on our website everywhere. I think people need to know more about these concert experiences and help each other for a better concert experience, especially a metal show. So keep going to the shows. Keep supporting local bands. Keep supporting big bands. Buy the merchandise. Tell your friends about it. And I'll see you at the next great metal show. Hope to see you in the pit. This is Bobby B for Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk Podcast. I say thank you for listening each and every week to this podcast. And I hail all of you. Heavy metal will never die, and neither will this podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Peace. See ya.